Ukraine decides to have military exercises with NATO. And of course, at that time, Mother Russia said, listen, you know, we don't want NATO. And so over the years, and especially recently, we find that there are certain countries in the world who started to sell large amounts of weapons and ammunition to Ukraine. For example, the United States of America, and Britannia, and Francia, and Germania, and Swedenia, and NATO. I mean, we're talking about a lot of money, man. We're talking about $800 million over here, $200 million over there, you know, 400 and some million euros. I mean, there was so much money being made here. It's like the global military industrial complex just hit the lottery. They just hit the lottery, you know, millions and millions
and billions 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 and billions
of dollars in weapons and ammunition to Ukraine. And the war, you know, prior to the war and during the war, these sales are going on, right? It's almost like that time when they hit the lottery with the milking cow in the Arabian desert. Now here's the kicker. So Ukraine, all of a sudden, you know, they decide to ask for help because they got this feeling deep down inside that Russia's about to bulldoze them, right? And all of these people that were selling them weapons, they're like, no. We don't send soldiers. You send the soldiers, we'll sell you the weapons. Go, go, little Ukraine, you can do it on your own, you know. We'll watch from way back here. Just holla if you need us. And of course, as expected, when, you know, the when Russia, Mother Russia entered/invaded/preemptive strike/this other stuff on Ukraine, right? Ukraine hollers, yo, I need some help over here, right? And so they apply for membership in NATO, and they say, sorry, denied. And then they go to the European Union and they say, listen, guys, you know, for God's sake, can you please, you know, we want to be members here, right? Because we're part of the Europe continent, etc. And they're like, sorry, denied. How embarrassing for Ukraine, right? And of course, amidst all this crazy chaos that's going on, you know, Mother Russia is sanctioned by literally everybody, even Mr. Roman Abramovich, right? And if you don't know him, he's this wealthy, you know, football club owner guy. Everybody knows him, man. Roman Abramovich. Even he takes heat for this whole conflict just because he's Russian. This is messed up. And then oil and gas prices are hitting the roof and they're gonna even get worse, right?
Look at the price of gas now! It's $7.55 a gallon!
And who can forget the little slip-up? Well, it was actually a big slip-up. The US of A funding biological military research facilities in the Ukraine. You must have watched it, right? I mean, it was all like live, or yeah, it was live or semi-live. In the United Nations Security Council, the Russian guy came and, you know, he like listed all this stuff and he was like, you know, the United States of America has funded biological slash military, you know, probably slash chemical slash some other stuff, you know, research facilities in the Ukraine, at least 30. And then he says that they were testing on, you know, deadly pathogens, which included birds and bats and, I mean, how much more surreal could this whole thing get, you know? And then the American ambassador to the United Nations was like, no, this is all false, this not true, this misunderstanding, you know, we know, no. And then a couple of days later, they come on, they're like, yes, you know, yes.
Maybe one or two
military research facilities for the Ukrainian people, you know, and even though that wasn't an American accent, I'm sorry. I got mixed up there. And then the United States says, yes, we did have military research facilities in the Ukraine, but it was just to help the Ukrainian people. Man, it's like we live in a crazy world. It's like... Okay, but on a very slightly serious note, we don't want it to be too serious, excuse me, while we're keeping it real, You know, you really, the world needs to stop trusting and relying on certain governments like the United States of America and Britannia and, you know, I mean, even NATO and the European Union for starters. Right? These are at least the countries that are right in your face. You cannot trust, you cannot rely on them, right? You know, they sold all these weapons to Ukraine, and then when Ukraine needed their help, they just snatched the rug right under Ukraine just like that. Just left them. Just let you go deal with your own problems. We got our own problems. Hey man, you sold so many weapons to Ukraine that the other guy was, you know, anyways. You know, but you cannot trust and rely on these governments in the world. And you know, honestly, you can't trust these cats. I mean, how many times do we have to say that? Because they will stab you in the back, plain and simple. They only care for their own interests. They don't care about anybody else in the world. And case in point, just like they did to the Saudis when they had them fight against the poor Yemeni people, right? The Saudis, they still haven't been able to get out of that quagmire. Or like they did to Saddam, right? When they instigated him to fight the Islamic Republic of Iran for 8 years and totally destroyed this country and their country, right? Or when they did it to Muammar Gaddafi, right? Gaddafi literally put his hands up. He said, listen, I surrender. And they still did what they did to him. Or Mr. Ashraf Ghani from Afghanistan, right? They totally just left him at the mercy of the Taliban. And in the present day, case in point, is Ukraine. They totally left Ukraine at the mercy of Mother Russia. I mean, for God's sake, choose your friends wisely. There are governments and entities all across the GLOB who benefit from wars. They benefit from crisis. They benefit from chaos. And they retain their power via these crises and this chaos and these wars. They make millions and millions of dollars, right? They destroy regions, they make regions weaker. This is this whole hegemonic power play going on. And so in order to do this, then they make, create, fund, and sponsor chaos and crisis and war in all parts of the world. It used to be just limited to South America and the African continent and West Asia, you know, and perhaps the rest of Asia. Now it has gone as far as hitting the European continent and the Europeans themselves. Jazakallah, thank you. Fi amanillah. Eid Mubarak. Thank you. Masallah. Thank you. Bye. Cinco minutos. It's like the saying goes, what goes around comes around. And when it comes around hard. Real hard. Donbas. And just one last point before we wrap up the show, right? What was really strange is that the Ukrainian people didn't really step up to the plate, excuse me. They didn't really come out onto the streets and, you know, show their support for their government. Perhaps because they don't trust their government. Perhaps because they know that their government is subservient to Western interests rather than their own national interests. Still, we are opposed to war, destruction, and chaos wherever it is in the whole world, and we truly pray that the Ukrainian conflict comes to an end and people can go back to their peaceful lives. Inshallah, we are just keeping it real. Dang. And you know what else is hypocritical is this whole way that the mass media has come out here and shown, you know, how this whole thing goes, right? So, for example, they call it the Russian invasion and Russia's going back to the Soviet Union days, and this is, you know, Russia, communism, and, you know, and totally one-sided, totally biased and prejudiced, totally against Russia and for Ukraine. I mean, listen, news people, whoever you are, all across the world, you are supposed to do fair and just reporting. That's what the whole thing is, right? You're not supposed to be a part of the deep state, you know, I'm gonna report whatever the government people tell us to report. No, man. truth and justice is an integral part of news. You know, otherwise it's just hypocrisy. And another thing though that I think is really strange is what's up with this guy Mr. Zelensky's clothes? You notice he always wearing these green fatigues like he's some kind of soldier on the battlefield.
And see, that's what the problem was. Cause I heard him first, I said, hold on.
Hold up.
It's like, no, you're behind your office. Leather seat, air conditioning. Then he's got these green clothes, you look better in your suit. No, really, the green bunyan t-shirt thing, that does not work, man. You know, just go for the old Soviet style, you know, soldier type. Have you ever seen Mr. Vladimir Putin sitting? He kind of sits like this. He's like, you know, he's like in front of another president or prime minister, you know. He's just kind of like this, legs open, you know, he's like just, yes. 16 years foreign intelligence. I mean, this guy could probably like reverse psychologize you to death.
I had to get up the stairs. So he had so much rhythm, beatbox.
All right, that's a wrap. Muchas gracias, hermano. Hasta la semana que viene. Vamos a hablar en español. Phone mal kiye.
Ek lagta do. Sabde.